It's Tuesday, October 22nd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. More than 110 S&P 500 companies, including 7 members of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, are scheduled to report quarterly results according to FactSet. Tesla, Coca-Cola, and International Business Machines will be among the highlights. So far, roughly 80% of S&P 500 companies that have reported have topped expectations, and earnings are expected to rise for the fifth consecutive quarter. Stocks kicked off the week with declines after a banner stretch that sent the S&P 500 up for 6 consecutive weeks, the longest winning streak of the year. In other news, the U.S. Army's recent deployment of a mid-range missile system to the northern Philippines was incredibly important and allowed American and Filipino forces to jointly train for the potential usage of such heavy weaponry in Asian archipelago conditions, a U.S. general said Monday. The Biden administration has moved to strengthen an arc of military alliances in the Indo-Pacific to better counter China, including in any possible confrontation over Taiwan and other Asian flashpoints. The Philippines has also worked on shoring up its territorial defenses after its disputes with China started to escalate last year in the increasingly volatile South China Sea. China has opposed the increased deployment of American combat forces to Asia, but it has been particularly alarmed by the U.S. Army's deployment in April of the Typhon missile system, a land-based weapon that can fire the Standard Missile 6 and the Tomahawk land attack missile to the northern Philippines as part of a joint combat exercise in April with Philippine troops. Around the world, the former Soviet Republic of Moldova voted in favor of securing a path into the European Union on Sunday in a national referendum that was charged with geopolitical significance and shadowed by accusations of Russian election interference. The vote enshrines Moldova's pursuit of EU membership in the country's constitution, marking a fundamental move away from more than a century of Russian influence. The referendum passed by the slimmest of margins, with just 50.39% voting yes, according to the Central Electoral Commission. The vote appeared to raise questions about the extent of popular support for policies, such as joining many of the Western sanctions against Moscow over its 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, delegates from around the world are meeting in Colombia in what is expected to be the biggest United Nations biodiversity conference in history. How the talks unfold over the next 2 weeks will help determine the planet's future. Biodiversity is declining faster than at any time in human history, an intergovernment panel of scientists found in 2019. The panel estimated that 1 million species were in danger of extinction, and many more common species are in decline. The clearest sign of lagging efforts is the fact that most countries have yet to submit national conservation plans, known officially as National Biodiversity Strategies and Action Plans, though they had agreed to do so by the start of this conference called COP16. And federal student loan payments for about 8 million Americans will stay on hold for at least another 6 months, the U.S. Department of Education confirmed on Monday. The decision impacts those enrolled in the White House's SAVE plan, which is temporarily blocked by a federal appeals court. Those who signed up for the plan are excused from their monthly payments and will be put in an interest-free general forbearance, a spokesperson for the agency told CBS MoneyWatch. The 8 million borrowers in SAVE and anyone who has applied for the debt relief program should expect to remain in interest-free forbearance for at least 6 more months, pending the outcome of legal challenges to the SAVE plan. President Biden made helping people saddled with student debt a key plank of his 2020 campaign, but his efforts have been stymied by opposition. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.